everyone. Welcome to our 7 p.m. service. Again, yung mga first time po na dumalo ngayon, for the very first time, marami po salamat. We're Victory, and we're here to honor God and make disciples. Yung topic po na stealing, kung titingnan po natin yung Bible, nangyari pa po ito, o kina-violate na po, nung unang-unang pang panahon, yung ninuno natin na si Adam at Eve. God was so specific, and God gave a command directly to Adam and Eve, and He said, "You can eat the fruit of any of these trees, thousands of the trees out there in paradise, but not this one tree. If you eat the fruit of this tree, something will happen. You will die." What happened was, they violated specifically for Eve. It was Eve who took the fruit and ate and gave to the husband. Guess what? That's a, technically speaking, violating the command of stealing. That's why it's very important for us to understand this, because somehow we kind of justify in our own mind about stealing. In fact, di ba, may tinatawag po tayo sa Tagalog yung nakaw na pagtingin. Di ba? Mga nakaw na pagtingin. Parang pag gusto mo, pag nakita mo isang bagay, parang gustong-gusto mo in your own mind. Sa'yo na yan, di ba? Pero sa totoo lang, hindi pa nakukuha. Pero deep within your heart, akin to. Kaya nga, grabe, yung pinag-uralan na pinag-usapan po natin last Sunday regarding adultery, di ba? You don't have to commit an adultery. You don't have to flirt with someone. To the fact that you look at a woman lustfully, Jesus said, that's the standard. You violated, you committed adultery. Eh, ganun din po yung nakaw na pagtingin. Yung tipong, di ba, may asawa na, pero ang ganda ng itsura, ang ganda ng gwapo talaga yung lalaki. Sobrang matipuno, ang gwapo, lakas ng dating. Yung babae, ang ganda ng wang kata. Talaga sobrang wow, she's hot. Tapos tumingin ka at ninakaw mo sa kanyang asawa. Take na yun eh. Huwag mo nang tignan, huwag mo nang pag... Di ba? Hindi mo pag-aari yun. May mga ganun po natin tao, mga nakaw na tingin, di ba? Meron mga nakaw na galing sa puso. Hindi po nila nakaw na may boyfriend na, may girlfriend na. Di ba? Tapos, gusto mo pa rin. Hindi. Eh, okay lang yun actually kasi hindi naman sila kasal eh. Ha? Okay lang, Pastor, maiwan ko para sa akin kasi hindi naman sila kasal eh. Di ba? But the reality is, may mga ganun po tayong iniisip. And so, this emphasizes our point today that the Bible, not the Bible, but the dictionary, the Oxford American, defines the word steal as what? The criminal form, it's called theft, as taking another person's property without permission or legal right. Any possession that you have or property that you have taken from someone without permission is stealing. At the same time, taking another property without intending to return it. Kinuha mo isang bahay, kunwari, hiniram mo. Pero may intention ka, akin na to. Hindi na mapupunta, mababalik sa'yo yan. In the form of money, in the form of anything, it is plain stealing. For us to understand more of the commandment, it's very important for us to know this. In the book of Psalm, chapter 24, verse 1, it says here, "The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it." Importante po malaman natin yung tinatawag na property and ownership. Sa totoo lang po, lahat po, buong mundo, buong planeta, at lahat ng meron, kung ano mang meron tayo, hindi nyo po pag-aari yan. Pag-aari po ng Panginoon yan. In fact, we don't own anything here in this world. You might wearing that shirt, a ring, a gold ring, all right? Anything of your possession, a car, a house. The reality is when you die, you'll not be able to take that in heaven. That's why it's so important for us to understand that God doesn't want you to steal. Actually, when you get something from a person, all right, without permission and the intention of not returning it, guess what? You're not actually stealing from that person. You are stealing from God because He owns that. You get a point? It's so important that we understand this whole point regarding this commandment. Also, it emphasized in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 8, God says, "For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. It speaks of the respect for another person's property. Diba? So, if that's the case, if God owns everything on earth, God also has given us something which you don't own. Alright? So, lahat po na meron tayo, meron to tinatawag na good stewardship. We were just managers of what we have. Whether it's a job, it's a house, anything that we possess, actually, it was given to you for you to take care of it or for you to produce. Kaya nga, there's no such thing as you own. You don't own people, you don't own ng material. Diba? Hindi pwedeng sabihin natin na bata kita, sa akin ka nang galing, sa akin ka lang empleyado kita. Kahit ano sabihin ko sa'yo, kailangan sumunod ka sa akin. There's no such thing. He just worked for you. Right? But the whole point is you don't own a person. You understand? Even our kids. I don't own my kids. I was given the privilege to be a father, to parent my children, to raise them up in a godly way, because one day I'm going to hold accountable to God if I teach my kids the way God wants them to be raised and for them to fulfill their destiny. You understand it? So I don't own them. I got to release them one day. If they have a certain purpose in life, then I just have to release them. They are not mine. I'm not here to tell them, hey, look, since daddy is a pastor, you have to be a pastor. No, it's not that. You understand the point? So we don't own people as well. So we got to respect for another person's property. So having said that, number one, do not take what belongs to someone else. Huwag mong kunin kung hindi nararapat para sa inyo at hindi mo pag-aari. Pangalawa, do not withhold what rightfully belongs to someone else. Kung meron kang something na it really doesn't belong to you, you have to give it away. No matter how you want it. If it's not yours, it's not yours. God knows that. And you have to give it to the person who has the right to take that material blessing, whatever, all right, whatever possession that may be. Having said this, we want to share to you different ways of stealing, since this is our topic today. First of all, meron po tayong tinatawag na the big three. Alright? Ito, naririnig natin the big three, like in basketball, di ba? Especially in NBA, probably in PBA. Guess what? Recently, there's gonna be a big three, alright, in the Golden State Warriors team. We have Klay Thompson, we have Stephen Curry, and the next one, the newly, all right, who's the guy? Alam, Kevin Durant. Okay. Ang tanong, kaya ba nila mag-champion next year? Yun ang tanong, di ba? Okay, iwanan natin yan. Meron din po tayong big three in terms of this topic. Okay? What are the big three? Theft, robbery, and extortion. In other words for this is robbery by force. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 29 says, the people of the land have practiced extortion and committed robbery. They have oppressed the poor and the needy and have extorted from the sojourner without justice. One of the things we need to understand when it talks about this is the plain and simple shoplifting. Okay na, di ba pag punta ka ng shopping, ano ka lang tawag doon, hindi ka naman bibili? Window shopping. Okay, parang galing mo sa window shopping. Okay. So, di ba? Para wala ka naman pera, naghintay sana mag-sale. Oy, sale na. Nag-sale na. Wala ka pa rin yung parin siya binibili. Pero pag dinadaan-daanan mo siya, lalo na galing kang church, talagang dadaan. Grabe, nandito pa rin siya. Di ba? E paano yung biglang nag-brown out? Walang guard. Walang ano, parang biglang opportunity to take that thing. Kukunin mo ba siya? Kukunin mo ba yun? Di ba? Kaya nga, di ba, may mga even some of the actors and actresses been caught on camera, di ba? CCTV, di ba? That they're trying to shoplift. And basically, yun nga, deep within our hearts, you know, the problem is not the thing that you want. The problem is in our hearts. It's not that you got tempted. The problem is right here in our hearts. Kaya nga, di ba, pag sa mga shops ngayon, yung tipong hinahawakan mo pa lang, titingnan mo pa lang, tumutunod at tin-tin-tin, ano ba, pa tumitunod, nakawin ko ba yan? Di ba? Hinahawakan mo lang, tumutunod na, yung pala nandun ka na sa ano, di ba? Napaka-sensitive. And that's one way of really exposing what's in our heart, stealing. What about this? It is also wrong to knowingly receive stolen goods from someone else. Pag alam mo, yung isang bagay, nakaw, diba? Tapos tinanggap mo, binigay sa'yo, tapos wow, blessing. Eh, alam mo, nakaw, ikaw ka rin ganun, magnanakaw ka rin, diba? Because It's done in violating God's word. What about, alam mo, nakaw isang bagay, tapos binenta sa'yo at a lower price. Wow, jackpot, super blessing. Hindi lang isa. Bigyan mo ako 5, 10. Di ba? Pero alam mo, nakaw, guys, you just condone with this. And it's true. Maybe there are things that you bought. Maybe there are things that you received that comes from corruption, that comes from stealing. You're just one with them. Plain and simple. Ito, sigurado ako hindi ginagawa ni Noel Vitorin to at yung mga music team natin. Hana, hindi mo ginagawa to, alam ko. Yung illegal downloading of music in the internet. Okay? It's a form of death. Do you realize? Yung tipong talagang pag-download ko yan, kukuha ko na, di ba? Talagang, but you have to pay. Kaya nga, di ba, ang dami mga piracy, di ba? So, nakikita natin every time we're gonna watch a movie. Sino ba yung artista? Si, ano, yung piracy is a crime. Di ba? So, si Derek, di ba, talagang dun siya sumikat eh. Okay? Kasi nga, di ba, we just wanna say, hey, look, you cannot do that. There's what you call as intellectual property rights. And if you do that, listen, people might not know, but if you download anything that you're supposed to pay, that is simply stealing. Okay? What about that? Stealing by kidnapping or selling a person into slavery. Tinatawag po natin human trafficking. Ito po yung sinasabi ng Bible. Anyone who kidnaps another and either sells him or still has him when he is caught must be put to death. Any form of kidnapping in the Bible, God abhors it. God is against it. Because in every man, the image of God is right there. You don't have the right to take someone's life or take someone and sell it and make it a slave. God doesn't want that. Kaya nga, meron ho tayong NGO that some of their leaders are part of our leadership team, Victory Group leaders, that we are partnering. This group called IJM, all right, and they monitor the human traffickers all across the country, and they would save those young people, all right, who the worst is, even the family condones it and give their children, all right, to sell their bodies to make money. Think about that. And this group, IJM, is doing that, all right, trying to save the people who's part of it. And that is mere stealing. What about stealing from employers? Okay? Dahil empleyado tayo, sino po ba rito? You're an employee, you work for a company, a certain company. Okay, that you know, they hired you for your expertise. If you're an employee, probably this is for you. In fact, this scripture is really for slaves relating to their master, that we could also apply it as workers and relating to our bosses. Ito po sabi sa Titus chapter 2, verse 9 to 10, teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything, to try to please them, not to talk back to them, and not to steal from them, but to show that they can be fully trusted so that in every way they will make the teaching about God, our Savior, attractive. One of the reasons I believe that you are in that particular company, you as an employee working directly to that company, simply because God wants to use you for you to win your office mates and to win your bosses. Are you here with me? Hindi lang ho kayo nandyan para ma-bless ni Lord. Nandun ho kayo para i-reach out. And how could you reach out your boss if you talk back against him? How could you reach your boss if you yourself, all right, ginagasip mo, masama ang loob mo, at di lang po, nagnanakaw pa, ninanakawa mo pa. Diba? You will not make Jesus attractive to them if you yourself doesn't follow what the scripture says. And that's why in a certain company, may mga fundraising and people probably have their funds. And sometimes it takes trust on a person for him to be in charge with funds and money. Listen to this. There's such thing as embezzle of funds, that you could use the funds for your benefit. I remember my friend, all right, who's also that time from UST, all right, where he was the president and he has the funds of the class. And this guy was sharing to me, my friend was sharing to me about one time the advisor of the class asked him to give a report. And he was able to give a report. Pawis na pawis siya. Sabi niya sa akin, pare, hindi ko alam gagawin ko. Pinag-report ako ni ma'am. Na-report ko naman. Pero buti na lang, hindi inaas yung pera ko. Hindi, wala akong mabibigay. Because pinang-date niya rin. Alright? So things like that for your own benefit, you're using, okay, the money of the company and the money of your office mates isn't right. That is mere stealing. What about padding your expense report? Yung dinodoktor mo. Ikaw yung charge, sabihin mo, hindi, ano lang, lagay mo lang dyan, sige. Okay, yung resibo, hindi, lagay mo, sige. Total, may funds naman tayo eh. And maybe you are like that. Maybe in your own position, in your own way, there's this malversation of funds that's happening. That is stealing. What about this as an employee? Siyempre, empleyado ka, di ba may mga supplies yan? Yung tipong bond paper, kinuha, yung ball pen, yung mga extra lahat-lahat, yung stapler. Kasi nga parang, anak ko, hindi na puputang national. Ito na lahat yung mga supplies. Ano pa kailang, may notebook ako dyan sa opisina, kukunin, eh, sobra-sobra. Wala namang gagamit dyan, wala makakalam, di ba? Guys, that is stealing. Eh, alam naman, alam nung, may, pero di alam ni boss, pero alam nung in charge ng supplies, that is stealing. Ito pa. What about stealing your time? Madating ka late. Pagdating mo, kung wari, busy ka, computer talaga. Ang dami mong ginagawa. Pagtingin sa computer, puro Facebook lang pala. Tinitingnan yung mga e-news, yung mga entertainment news. Kung wari, busy. You're stealing time. You're supposed to work 8 hours and you're not giving your best. You're gonna hold accountable to God. And you are stealing that company that pays your effort to give 8 hours and you're not giving that company. Okay, what about this? Employers naman, stealing from employees. Sabi po ng Bible, woe to him who builds his palace by unrighteousness, his upper rooms by injustice, making his countrymen work for nothing, not paying them for their labor. Yung unjust wages, kaya nga po, sa totoo lang, you know, I'm for breaking that yung contractual. Yung basis na hanggang 5 months ka lang, yung mga, alam mo, dami po tayo nare-reach out mga sales lady. At nakakaawa po yung elevator attendant. Sir, alis na po ako dahil, ano eh. Kaya paminsan, pinapakapin namin yan eh. Napakain namin yan. Kasi yeah, they're part of us. And so, it's very sad to know, imagine the loyalty that after 5 months, you have to get out and look for another job. That's against the right of workers. And I just wonder, like, that's not being just, you're stealing the opportunity for these people to work with you and to give their best. In fact, tayo mga businessman, mga boss ho kayo, may position kayo, the way you treat your employees, how are you then? Do you treat them right? Do you give them the kind of salary that you should give them based on their expertise, their skills? Kaya ho dapat gano'n, kaya dito rin kami, pag nag-hire po kami ng staff dito, tinatapatan namin. Magkano sweldo mo doon? Sige, well, let's pray about it. Let's believe God. Because we want to make sure that even the church can provide. You know, wala ho tayong difference. Dapat nga, we're the one setting an example of what is to give all the benefits to our employees. And so it's important for you, boss, those who are in position, managers, are you giving the right wages? Do you give it on time? Hello? Tayo rin po, may mga kasambahay. Dapat may day off yan. Dapat may 13 month yan. Dapat may SS benefits yan. Dapat may pub... You know what I'm saying? Why? Because they work for their families. If we're not doing that, you are actually stealing from them. So may God speak to us. I hope we will have a change of mindset, and the change of the way we treat our people. Rip-offs and false measures. Proverbs 11 says, the Lord abhors a dishonest scales, but accurate weights. How do we do this? Bribery is one. May mga bribery tayo na, di ba? Kasi nga, why are you doing that? Because you want to gain that favor. You want that project to be yours. Which you don't even deserve it. Do you get a point? Short change of customers. Ginugulangan natin, dinadagdagan natin. Lalo na pag sa sales, pag nakita mo may kaya, uy, mabigat to, dadagdagan ako yan. Instead of 1,000, gagawin mo 2,000 pesos. What about this? Pag meron kang, di ba, change. Di ba, meron kang sukle. Eh, yung sukle, sobra. Binabalik mo ba yon? Oh, hindi. Kasi, blessing ni Lord yun eh. Blessing talaga ni Lord. Nagpe-pray ako, tapos binigyan ako ng sobra. Grabe, Lord, hallelujah. Praise ka, talagang bless ka. Hello! See, in our own mind, sometimes we justify it, isn't it? We thought, yeah, it's cool, it's okay. Hindi blessing yon. You even deceive ourselves because of that. Hindi po ba? Mga binubulsa natin, na hindi sa atin, nakalimutan, eh saka naman, kung saan naman mapupunta yan, sa akin na lang yan, eh syempre, sino pa ba? What about this? Failure to pay debts is another way that we can steal. Romans chapter 13, verse 8 says, let no debt remain outstanding. Verse 37, verse 21, the wicked borrow and do not repay, but if the wicked borrow and do not repay, you're wicked, but the righteous give generously. For the record, though, here in Victory, we have a policy. No borrowing of money. Victory groups, you don't borrow money from anyone. It's a policy. If you need money, please come to me. I'll pray for you. No. So, totoo lang po, meron po tayong benevolence fund. If you are part of this church or part of a Victory group, you're considered a member. Guess what? If something happened, please do approach us. The Victory group leader needs to endorse you. And we're going to stand with you. The churches should be generous. I just want to let you know that no apologies. We're saying we are generous. And the reason why we could build from others, we've been blessing one churches, one ministry after another. We are generous. I just want to, no apologies. That should be our attitude. That's why when we ask God for greater things, He could provide. But there is no way we could lend. We never go to the banks for our antipolo po. Hindi po tayo nangungutang. Okay, we want to give you the opportunity, but wala hong utangan. Diyan po nasisira yung relationship. Pag nagpa-utang ka, okay, tapos hihingi mo na, kailangan mo pambayad. Ang hirap maningil. Paminsan, dun, dadrama ka pa. Eh, walang-wala kami. Alam mo naman yan eh. Eh, di ba nga, dapat maging blessing tayo sa isa't isa. Parang nag-guilty pa ako. Parang nag-guilty pa ako na hinihingi ko yung pinamba. You get the point? Kaya nga, parang, tapos di mo na mahanap. Tapos di mo na matawagan. Di ba? I'm sorry to say, but reality is, wag ho kayo magpautang. If you're part of this church, you want to keep that relationship, let's respect one another. Ah, excuse me, you know what? Do you want to talk to our pastor? Let's talk to Pastor Mark. Maybe he can help you. No, I'm not going to help you. The church can help you. Jesus will help you. Can you say amen? But we're not going to condone, all right? We're going to believe God because He's greater than all the things that we need. He is faithful to provide for our needs. Can you say amen? Wag po natin hayaang masira yung relationship natin. Okay? And so that's very important. Because of time, let me move on. Tax evasion. Baka meron po tayo rito sa atin. Hindi po kayo nagbabayad ng tax nyo. Sabi po sa Bible, give to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. Baka meron po tayo hanggang ngayon, hindi tayo nagbabayad ng taxes natin. Nagnanakaw kayo sa amin, sa atin lahat. Baka may mga declared business kayo that you're supposed to pay taxes. Something is wrong with this. And may God speak to us. All kinds of frauds, plagiarism, even students cheating regarding your test. Ah, meron kang ano, meron kang project, ha? Upunta tayong recto. Kunin mo dun yung ano mo, di ba? Ang daming gawa na, yung project, whatever you call that. Listen to that. I hope we're on the right mind and able to do this fairly to one another. Charging excessive interest, Exodus chapter 20, verse 25, God instructed the Israelites, if you lend money to one of my people among you who is needy, do not be like a money lender. Charge him no interest. He who increases his wealth by exorbitant interest amasses it for another. Who will be kind to the poor? In a way, kung talagang walang-wala, pwede naman, pero huwag ka mag-interest. Kaya nga, you know, I'm not for this kind of business. Whatever you call it, I'm not gonna mention. Alright? You know it. It is not right. Kung bigay mo na lang. If people would ask money from you, pwede ba umutang? Ah, sa totoo lang, here's my stand. I'll just give you this money. You don't have to ask me again. I wanna bless you. That's all I can give you. If really you're my friend, you're my sister, my brother, Bro, okay lang. Ito na, bibigay ko na sa iyo lahat. Para wala na tayo. Wala mo na iniisip. Para release tayo sa obligation. Are you get this? Corruption of all kinds. Any dishonesty or illegal means, especially people who are in power position. Malversation of public funds. I just want to say, we want to say with all humility, we are strict. We adhere to the policies and rules. We have people who would audit us. Even us pastors. We don't just come in and make some negotiations. We have our management team who does it for us. Okay, when there's a lot of people coming to me regarding construction of our Antipolo, I would refer them to our team. I'm not in the position to do it. Our team advises us to do it. Would advise me if this is the right person, if this. And so meron po tayong standard. And even the supplies and all that. Na hindi lang basta-basta na kakilala ng pastor o businessman sa church na, you know, we want to adhere to the highest principles of the Bible. Even I myself just want to say this. I don't know how much money you give to your tithes and offering. I don't know. I don't know exactly. That is not, I'm here to give spiritual leadership and direction, to feed you with God's word, to be an example. But I'm not here to know all these things. I just want you to know. We have professionals that we hire to do it for us. I just want to let you know that. Guess what? Here's the worst of all. The worst is, regarding stealing, you might be robbing God. How do you rob God? Will a man rob God? The Bible says, yet you rob me, but you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. I just want to say this without apology. You might be here today. If you don't give your tithes and offerings, don't give me an excuse. Don't you tell me it's in the Old Testament. If it's under grace, you know what it is? It should be 100%. But I thank my God that he's just asking me 10%. You know why? Because he wants to test me if I'm faithful to give him what is due him. If I don't give what God is due, let me tell you, I'm stealing from God. And I don't have the right to stand with you, to stand in front of you and share this. Tithes and offerings, they are non-negotiable. That's not 100. What I have is not mine. It's God's money. That's why God has the right to tell me which I give. If it goes to real life, it goes to support of a missionary, it goes to my pledge in Antipolo, he decides. Because what I have, I don't own it. How much more when he asked me 10%? That 10% is not net, it's gross. If I receive 10,000 pesos, 1,000 pesos goes automatically. If I receive that 1,000 pesos, goes automatically to the tithes. With not the offering yet, tithes pa lang po yun. Hindi yung pag 10,000 pesos, okay, ah, hindi, teka, yung bills muna, yung credit card, yung ano muna, ay, mga, Lord, 300 na lang natira. Lord, alam mo, blessing ka talaga eh. Grabe talaga, Lord, thank you. Hindi ho ganun yun. We don't negotiate with God. That's why you don't have. That's why you are in lack. That's why there's a curse. Why? Because God is asking a certain amount. All he asks is, will you be faithful? Because I'm faithful. Test me on this. That's what he said. I'm going to open the floodgates of heaven to provide for you. This morning, when I was preaching in Pasig, there was this lady at the back wearing red. She was just waiting for me. Pagdating ko po, Pastor, akala ko mag-ask ng prayer. You know what she said? Pastor, the Lord spoke to me about your word. Lately, I have not been given my tithes. And the Lord convicted me. Sabi ko, ah, talaga po. Alam niyo, pinag-pray ko na po kayo. No condemnation po. Yeah, I know, but I just want to say, it's not right. I've been stealing from God. Kaya ganito ako. Hindi ko natin hindi niya na inelaborate kung ano. Kaya ganito ako. So, I know what she meant. But he said, I thank you for speaking this on me. This is me and God. In the 5 p.m. service, Miss Che went to the CR. Dahil pila ko sa CR eh. Sabi po ng isang lady, alam mo Miss Che, grabe, tama eh. Tama yung preaching. Sa totoo lang, problema ko eh. Kaya ako hindi nabibless eh. Dami ko kailangan, dami ko needs. Kasi ninanakawa ko si Lord. Yun lang inaas na sa akin ni Lord, pero ganito, I said, really, Chad? The lady spoke that? I said, wow. God is alive. God is true. And God is correct. Don't you steal from God. Especially if you need someone. Kaya pag may opportunity to give, bago kayo magbigay, mag-pray kayo kay Lord. Lord, I'm giving what's due, but Lord, I pray. Lord, kailangan kong pantuition na anak ko. Lord, kailangan ko nito. Lord, you said, test me on this. I give, Lord God. I receive your covenant of blessing. Kaya nga, kay Lord, win-win tayo. 10% lang yung kine-question mo pa. Magbabargain ka pa. Kinukupita mo pa si Lord. It will cost you everything. Are you here with me? And that is something that we need to understand. It's either you're a tither or you are a rubber. Let me conclude in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. It says here, he who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. Let me share something regarding with the scripture. Number one, if one way or another we're guilty of it, the Lord, Holy Spirit convicted you, or maybe there's more that we never mentioned, but deep within you, the Holy Spirit showed you, you got to put a stop. And I like how our president would put it, you must stop it. Stop it. I like that, actually. And may God speak to us. Nobody condemns you. But God wants to change your heart of stone to a heart of flesh. That He wants us to be like Christ. Kaya nga, we don't owe anything. Kung sabihin sa atin na, Lord, bigay mo lahat yan. Lord, ikaw yun eh. Hindi ko problema yan. Lord, ikaw, problema mo yan. Kung meron ako in need, anak mo ako, hindi mo ako pababayaan. Problema mo yan, hindi ko problema yan. I'm not gonna be self-pity or in poverty mentality. What? Because if I'm saved, I'm already blessed. I'm in covenant with Christ. All Abraham's blessing has been given to me. But I have to trust Him. That's why you got to put a stop. Stop all this selfish act that you're stealing from men and stealing from God. Secondly, work hard and be productive. Alam mo yung trabaho natin, blessing ni Lord yan. Binigay sa atin ni Lord yan. To be a blessing, to be productive. God is preparing you for a greater future. Pero sa totoo lang, looking at the economy, sa totoo lang ha, sometimes what we receive is not enough, isn't it? That's why I need to follow the principles of the Bible. I need to be a blessing. Sometimes I give in order for me to receive. That's why an opportunity for us to do yung banquet natin for Antipolo, hindi ho natin ginagawa on a Sunday. One time a person would say, pati natin gawa on a Sunday para lahat magbigay. Sabi ko, you know, we're not gonna compromise God's word. God's word and worship to God is non-negotiable. But we're gonna set a dinner date, a banquet for us to call you. And we've been calling you and people are showing up. It was our 23rd last night, yesterday, during our lunchtime. But we are not gonna compromise on a Sunday. Why is that? Because God's church is God's church. God didn't call us to fundraise. But at the same time, we just wanna let you know how important this is. Your work is a blessing. Be a blessing. But sometimes we go beyond. Sa totoo lang, every year nagtataas yung budget. We have to live for the budget. We ourselves here, we're doing budgeting. Naabos po kami rito ng just to budget because we gotta present it. And as a senior pastor, guess what? It boils down to me, whatever the expenses, whatever, I cannot mishandle money. I got it to present it, and guess what? I hold accountable, number one, to God. Second, to my apostolic leaders. This is a trust given to me. And I have to work with our budget. Every cent that we pay for this and that, pinag-isipan po namin, pinag-pray po namin yan for God to bless us. And we're doing that. We want to be professional in the way we do things. Number three, be a blessing as the Lord faithfully provides for us. There's no doubt. You are here today. You're blessed because of God, period. Because God opened the door for you to be in that business. Because God opened the door for you to be in that work. And guess what? There's more. But you got to be faithful because God is faithful. Yung mga early banquets po namin, mga unang inibitahan po namin, yung mga nag-start po kami. Nag-start lang kami kasi dito sa Cinema 3, no? Yung iba po sa inyo, hindi nyo naabutan. Kaya sinashare namin yung history kasi akala na yung iba, pagdating nila sa Victory, para ang laki na ng church. But you never knew how we all started. We were there in recto. Our offering was just coins. I would set up chairs. I know what is an usher. I would clean up toilets. I would come here before time. I was like an eggsy. And I know what a volunteer is because sweat and blood, we give our hearts, our lives to this. I know what it is to serve God. We started so small. And we want to impart that to people. It's not na parang big time, may artista. Wala pa yan! Sila Piolo, sila... When we started this, I seen families. They were in a mess. They're struggling with finances. Every year from glory to glory. We started back in 2009. 2016. Grabe yung blessing ni God. Nakita ko, kaya naiyak ako eh. Pag na-invite namin sila, dinipresent namin sila kasi looking back at our history. Sa Lublo, dati ganito ka lang eh. Dati may utang ka nga eh. Pinag-pray ka namin. Dati yung problema mo, mag-asawa kayo, ang laking problema. Yung mga anak mo nga ganito eh. Tapos ngayon, we are moving out. We're planting a church. And I've seen, grabe, para sabi ko, Lord, I've seen the blessing of God in people's lives. How God worked. Because He's a faithful God. And He will never stop showing His faithfulness and His power over our lives because we are His church. We are God's chosen people. And that's why this is so important. Why people do you think steal? Here's why. Because in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It started not by killing or destroying. First, he stole. That's why he stole the hearts of Eve and Adam from God. And he continues to steal ours so that we will not be a blessing. So that we will live in poverty. So that we will not trust God. And that's why we steal, so that we could not trust God. Imagine 10% lang inaas ni Lord. Floodgates. Hindi pa na, we haven't seen anything yet. But God says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full, abundant, supernatural, beyond. The blessing of this world is in the hands of God. The bottom line is God wants to change us. He wants to change our heart of stone to a heart of flesh, just like Christ. That's why in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, as we end, here's what it says, if we confess our sins on this, He's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. And not only that, di lang niya tayo pinorgive, but He will purify us from all the things that we have done wrong, from all stealing. God wants to change our hearts from stealing, from being a blessing. Can we just bow our heads right now? Thank you, Lord. Lord, we come before You tonight. Lord, the word stealing goes beyond our understanding. That, Lord, we realize that we have stolen from You. We have robbed You. We have robbed from our families, our loved ones, our bosses, our offices. We have robbed, Lord God, the people who work for us and with us. We realize, Lord God, that we have stolen from our nation. Lord, this cannot continue. As You said in Your word, this must be stopped because we are no longer robbers. We are to be a blessing because we're serving a God who's a blessing. Lord, today we repent. If there's anything in your life that the Holy Spirit showed you and you need to get right with God, would you say sorry? Would you ask God for forgiveness? In fact, if the Lord showed you some people whom you have stolen from, would you even have the opportunity to pay them back. Just to return what rightfully his or hers. It's in our possession. Lord, humingi po kami ng patawaran with our own sin, with our own fault. And Lord, today, we ask that you will purify us, Lord. You will change our hearts right here, right now. May we be a blessing, Lord. May we be productive. May we have a grateful heart, Lord. Nagpapasalamat kami, Panginoon, na Lord, nandito pa rin kami nagtatrabaho. Blessing yung trabaho namin. Lord, maraming salamat na nakakarisip pa rin kami ng salaries, Lord. Lord, hindi kami nagugutom, hindi kami nawawalan. Kasi nga, Lord God, faithful po kayo sa buhay namin. Panginoon, even today, we just ask that you will change our hearts. Can you put your hand to your hearts right now? I just want to pray right now. Lord, as we put our hands to our hearts, Lord, we commit our hearts to you. Lord, we ask, everything boils down to our hearts. Stealing is an issue of the heart. Just like adultery, just like murder. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, that you would soften our hearts. You will cause this heart to be a heart who will be sensitive to bless, who will look for opportunities to step out in faith. May we trust you, Lord. And we are sorry if we have not trusted you. And so, Lord God, today we pray that wherever we go, may we be productive. May we be the kind of person that you want us to be. Lord, thank you for using us. Thank you, Lord God, that we could represent you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that even as we repent today, this is a new day for all of us. And may we be a blessing because we have received you as the greatest blessing, receiving the gift of eternal life. So, Father, we ask, may we settle. May we come in agreement to those who disagreed with us. So use us, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to hear your word.